And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia voters breaking records. 30,000 people turned out on the first day of early voting. That's more than double the number in 2020. Former President Trump asked some tough questions about his proposed tariffs Tuesday during a conversation moderated by Bloomberg's editor-in-chief, John Micklewaite.
The former president out on the campaign trail, he promises widespread tariffs on all imported goods. Economists have warned that that's not going to be good for the economy, that it's actually going to have devastating impacts on consumers across the country. Trump was pressed for specific details to show that he could prove otherwise, and he didn't exactly have that.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Biden administration giving Israel a 30-day deadline to increase aid in northern Gaza or lose future U.S. military funding. The number of customers still without power in Florida after Hurricane Milton down from millions to just over 70,000. Governor Ron DeSantis praising recovery efforts, saying power has never been restored so quickly to so many after a storm. This is ABC News. In Seattle, hundreds of Boeing workers at a rally as their strike against the plane maker flies into its second month. Talks between Boeing and the union representing around 33,000 striking machinists broke down last week. Nearly two dozen family members of the Menendez brothers convicted in the 90s of killing their parents will call for their release outside an L.A. courthouse today.
It's up to L.A. County D.A. George Gascon whether he will recommend to a court that they be allowed out after admittedly murdering their parents in 1989. New evidence may prove they had been molested by their father.
ABC's Alex Stone. And Tom Brady's adding another line to his resume, NFL owner. The league has approved his move to become a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, but it also means restrictions around his broadcasting career will continue. Brady won't be able to attend meetings with players and coaches for the games he's covering, won't be allowed to watch practices either. Dave Packer, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. In the early morning dark, I had set up my one-man ground blind and shoved it back into a pile of brush about 30 yards from one of the more heavily traveled deer runs. As the sun came up, however, the birds and squirrels began to move around, and they noticed that something just wasn't right. As if on cue, they began to scream and yell at me and to each other. Angrily spitting their squirrely words, two fuzzy-tailed creatures seemed to carry on endlessly. They seemed to sense that I meant destruction, and they weren't happy that I had invaded their territory. So they were giving me an earful. Now, I don't speak squirrelese, but I believe that they were not only telling me to get lost, but they were warning all the other creatures that I was there and I meant to devour them. Believe it or not, I learned something about our spiritual warfare from those squirrel-brained squirrels. Jesus said that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour. First lesson I recognized was that we must always be on the alert for the schemes of the devil. We must always be on the lookout. Ephesians 6 says as much. The enemy of our souls is Satan, and one of his chief weapons is deceit. He might even masquerade and camouflage as an angel of light. Second, we must resist and refute the devil. Again, this only comes through thorough and internalized understanding of Scripture and constant communication with God through prayer. When we do, Satan will flee from us. And third, we must actively warn others of Satan's presence and his desire to devour us. This comes in the active participation with the body of Christ, which is the church. James 4, 7 and 8 says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you."
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly cold when across the region this morning with temperatures from the mid-20s to low 30s. Widespread frosty conditions, but a beautiful day shaping up with high pressure in control. Should bring us plenty of sunshine and the winds relatively light. However, tomorrow and Friday, the winds will be much stronger again. As the center of the high pressure drifts a little further southeast, we'll see south winds pick up around 10 to 20 miles per hour. So as you're out and about enjoying the fall color or getting some work done outside, just keep that in mind. Temperatures will be going up the next several days, could reach well above normal. In fact, about 20 degrees above normal this weekend. It will stay relatively warm into early next week, but a weak cool front passing through Monday night into early Tuesday could bring a spotty shower. Nothing major with that, but temperatures knocking down just a bit behind it. So today, the freeze warning continues until 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny. Highs climbing to the upper 50s. Northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming southwest. Clear and cool tonight, dropping to 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, with highs in the mid-60s. South wind between 12 and 25. Friday should be sunny, breezy, and mild. Low at 40 with a high of 70. On Saturday, quite nice once again with lots of sunshine. Low 40, high 73. Sunday, unusually warm with sunshine continuing. Low in the mid-40s with highs in the mid-70s. Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Low in the mid-40s, high 73. That slight chance of a light shower late Monday night into early Tuesday. Otherwise, turning partly sunny Tuesday and not quite as warm. High temperature about 66. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 23 with some sunshine. 52 is yesterday's high. 89 the record high for October 16th, 1947. And the record low goes back to 1952 at 16. Last year's high was 59 and the low was 36. Sunset liqueur at 17 after 6 this evening. Sunrise time 18 minutes after 7 for tomorrow morning. Right now we have north winds at 2 miles per hour, barometer at 30.45, and no precipitation today. The morning low is 21. Right now it is 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of last night's local fall sports activities. Also, the Packers have switched kickers and some American League playoff news as well coming up.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornets soccer team fell last night to River Valley in their final regular season match. The score was 2-1 River Valley. Giovanni Cerna scored the lone goal for the Hornets. The regular season full of goals and full of fun, according to Coach Tom Stadler. The Hornets scored 22 goals over the course of 3 games. Special thanks to the seniors, the parents, and the fans. And both teams getting ready for the postseason. The Hornets will play River Valley coming up next week in the WIAA tournament. High school soccer from last night elsewhere. Wisconsin Dells, a winner against Sugar River. That final score was 3-0. In other action from volleyball, the Richland Center Hornet volleyball team swept Lancaster in a Southwest Wisconsin Conference match. The scores were 25-10, 25-22, and 25-17. With the win, the Hornets are now 7-2 and tied with Platteville for the conference title with one match to play. Richland Center will host Prairie du Chien on Thursday night, while Platteville will travel to River Valley also on Thursday. Two players from Richland Center were sidelined, but the team was able to dig deep. The opening win was led by Soleil Ewing, who had 5 kills and 1 service ace. Danica Pauls had 2 kills and 3 aces in the opener. She went on to have 5 aces in the second set, while Ewing added 5 kills. Ella Weiss and Ava Cosgrove each helped right the ship in the third and final set as the Hornets pulled away and swept Lancaster for the second time this season.
There's Ewing back to the right side. Tidrick for the win. Hey, played by Nemitz, kept live at the net. It caroms and Nemitz gets it over. Back line. Ewing bumps it to the rafters. Cosgrove left side and Walsh gets it over. Arrows field it right. They're going to play it in the middle. Quick set. Rutzmacher drives it over. Great hit from the knees by Ewing. Back to the right side. Pulls for the win. Got it. And the Hornets take it in 3 tonight. 25-17 the final. Danica Pauls with a kill and the exclamation point on game point. And the Hornets win it in 3, 25-17, the final.
Hornet head coach Jamie Johnson says the team had to dig deep.
Really proud of how we came out. You know, if you think about it, we're missing 4th of our players that normally play of our 8-person rotation. And can't say enough about our bench who came in, rallied around that cause. The girls were focused. We knew they would come back. Talked about Lancaster's proof program. They've been battling a lot of scores in the 20s, so we knew it'd be close. You know, we lost a little bit of our focus, but that happens in volleyball.
Coach Jamie Johnson says if the team can win Thursday and gain at least a co-conference championship, it would be nice to put that on the banner.
Lately, we just said it in the huddle down there, you know, that you know, we're going to have a chance, hopefully, on Thursday to put another number up there. It's been a while. Be the first one with me at the helm, as I've been a part of a lot of those as an assistant, and it would mean a lot to me as well and the girls. I just told them you can etch your history. You know, that number will never go away. And they have a chance on Thursday night. And that's all you can ask for is a home game to seal conference. And, you know, if we play focus like this tonight, we should be in good shape. There's a lot of emotions. We'll be there Thursday night, senior night, and just other things, you know, going on. So we're excited. Hopefully we can take care of business on Thursday.
I know it was a daunting task at the beginning of the year. You know, we got five on the road. But then when you finish up, it doesn't seem that bad because, you know, you've had some home cooking here now.
Yeah, we talked about that right away. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, we could have been demoralized. We could have been played the top three teams in the conference right off the bat. We could have been sitting 0-3, and maybe morale goes down. Maybe they don't work as hard because they feel like they're out of it. But that first win against Dodgeville was huge. Just set the tone and just set the stage. And now, again, we're not having to travel as much. We're getting home quicker tonight, you know, than having to get on a bus ride and travel back. Yeah, it's a blessing when you look at it that once we got that help last week that we needed from Dodgeville to open up that door for us to finish out with Lancaster and Prairie at home with a great student section. I think it'll be great again on Thursday. And have a chance to bring home that conference title.
Once again, the Hornets win last night 25-10, 25-22, and 25-17. Also in the conference, River Valley fell to Dodgeville 3-1, and Platteville kept pace with the Hornets with a 3-0 sweep of Prairie du Chien. In the SWAL, it was Iowa Grant sweeping Riverdale, Cuba City over Boscobel in 3. And also last night, it was Mineral Point getting the sweep of Darlington. In the Ridge and Valley Conference, it was Ithaca sweeping Lafarge. The Bulldogs have now guaranteed at least a tie for the conference championship with a home match Thursday against Waseca Steuben remaining. Ithaca has never won a league championship in volleyball. Congratulations to Coach Angie Young and the Bulldogs. Keeping pace last night, one match out of the conference top spot, Seneca. They swept Kickapoo last night 3-0. Waseca Steuben was a winner against Weston. That was 3-1. Shelby Newman led Weston with 10 kills and 5 aces. Valerie Bauer had 13 assists and 18 digs, and Vivian Spencer 32 digs. The Eagles close out the regular season Thursday when they travel to North Crawford and then get set for the WIAA postseason. In other action from last night, it was Arcadia 3-0 over Viroqua. Royal took Wuniwok Center in 4. Highland wins the Six Rivers Conference title outright 12-0 with a 3-set sweep over Cassville last evening. It was a win for West Salem over Westby 3-1. Wisconsin Dells 1-4 over Nakusa, and Mauston 1-4 over Wautoma. Bowling scores from this week's Powder Puff League. Series high belonged to Pine Counseling, 1788. The runner-up, Morris Heating and Cooling, 1725. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such had a 1692. Pine Counseling, a 657. Goplin Insurance, 618. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 596. Tanya Maley had a 550 series. Jody Imhoff and Charlene Sailing each had 479s. And Barb Wood, a 470. Katie Davison, a 202. Tanya Maley, 195, and Tanya had a 186 as well in Powder Puff Bowling. From the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League last night, Jeff Seckman had a 98 over average night with a 722. Travis Bushley had a 692 series. Kevin Genthy, 664. Lucas Lindvig, a 662. Jeff Seckman, a 258 high game. Ethan Hefner, a 257. Lucas Lindvig, a 254. Travis Bushley, a 252. Casey Ewing bowled a 653, 134 over average. The Packers have switched kickers once again. The team announced it has signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus to a one-year contract Tuesday. Incumbent kicker Braden Narveson was released the same day. ESPN reported the move with NFL insider Adam Schefter saying McManus is expected to be kicking for Green Bay Sunday against the Texans. The 25-year-old Narveson was dropped after missing his fifth field goal attempt in 6 games on Sunday. 3 Brewers have been named finalists for Gold Glove Awards. Bryce Terang is a favorite to claim the honor at second base. He's a contender for the Platinum Glove Award, given to the National League's top overall defender. Other Milwaukee finalists are outfielder Blake Perkins and Sal Frelick. The winners will be announced on ESPN on November 3rd. In baseball, last night, Aaron Judge hit a 2-run drive into Monument Park for the first home run of his postseason, and the Yankees beat the Guardians 6-3. 3 to take a 2-0 American League Championship Series lead. Judge, who entered with just one RBI in the playoffs, hit a sacrifice fly in a 2-run second and hit his 14th career postseason home run, a 7th-inning drive. After a day off, Game 3 is Thursday in Cleveland. The action continues tonight in the National League playoffs, the Dodgers playing at the Mets. And Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are finally reunited after more than 2 years of separation and 1 year of speculation, and now they'll try to save the Jets' sinking season. The Jets acquired the disgruntled Adams from the Raiders on Tuesday by sending a conditional third-round pick in next year's draft, which could become a second-rounder as well. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Good morning. It is 8:21. Time for a vintage look back at Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story program. Sponsored by Dairy Hardware and Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. In the history of Phoenix, Arizona, there have been several four-alarm fires, but no five-alarm fires at all. And yet, there was one six-alarm fire. Imagine that. It happened 35 years ago, June of 1973. 35 fire engines were summoned to the six-alarm fire. Ladders and pumpers and 150 firefighters, and the scene itself, the city's world-famous landmark, now ablaze, the cherished Arizona Biltmore Hotel. The fire destroyed the fourth floor, damage in the millions, of course. The Biltmore, then only 44 years old, was an architectural masterwork. Originally thought to have been the work of a little-known architect named Albert Chase MacArthur, subsequent evidence suggests that the Biltmore was in fact designed by none other than Frank Lloyd Wright. And yet, in either case, the Biltmore architect was dead, and reconstruction would require ultimately skilled, sensitive supervision. Then owners of the hotel agreed only one architectural firm, only one was qualified, Taliesin West. Taliesin West, established for the purpose of perpetuating Frank Lloyd Wright's style. In fact, the firm was populated by Wright's own pupils. So, I wonder what they thought, those deliberate, conscientious Taliesin architects, when the hotel owners told them that the task, which might be expected to take years, must be accomplished in days. The fire in June, remember, the hotel's promised reopening date, September, the following September, and to miss the tourist season could mean bankruptcy, so 3 months was all they had. Construction engineers argued the early deadline. It was just too little time for such an enormous undertaking. But the Biltmore owners could not survive both the cost of the fire and a canceled winter season. And so began a round-the-clock workathon, a labor of love by the lovers of Frank Lloyd Wright. And love conquered all. In 90 days, the prestigious Arizona Biltmore was restored to her former glory, her unique paneling, the gold leaf ceiling, her original rococo moldings, all of the electric lights concealed in uniquely reticulated cement. And of course her stonework had to be acid cleaned and in some cases replaced. And so in a flurry of exhaustion and exhilaration and celebration, the doors did reopen September 29, the happy ending to the only six-alarm fire in Phoenix history. And naturally, all during the reconstruction, investigators sifted the evidence and the eyewitness testimony to determine the fire's origin. This must never happen again, all agreed. The first suspect was a carelessly tossed cigarette. Then it was suggested a stretch of 44-year-old wiring had shorted out. But no, you're going to know what started the Arizona Biltmore fire, the only six-alarm blaze that city had ever known. It was the arc of a welding torch. The arc of a welder who was installing an automatic fire prevention sprinkler. And now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
100.9 WRCO.
From Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel or rode the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky, stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did,
Kenny Chesney on WRCO. Good morning. 26 degrees. Ooh, feel it warm up. We're up 5 from the overnight low here in Richland Center this morning and heading on toward a high of 58 degrees.
Baby, you put a ring on a wild thing. A whole lot of people watched it all go down. And there's some things I gotta put out on the table. Cause time won't take, it's time to rat me out. I talk smack, I make messes, I win bread, I'm kinda selfish. Don't trust me in the kitchen, don't tell me I ain't chicken.
Lays on me when I pull. small town accent.
Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5'9", brown eyes and a summer dress. Love Tim McGraw and a small stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff. Yeah, God makes the good stuff.
Whoa. Tyler Hubbard on WRCO and 5'9". Well, a snake slithered through the Los Angeles Dodgers dugout during Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. The reptile appeared in the top of the fifth inning of the Dodgers' 7-3 loss to the Mets on Monday. It wasn't big enough to put a scare into anyone. Reliever Brent Honeywell says he was hoping it was a rally snake and that it would spur the Dodgers to victory, but that didn't happen. The snake was eventually wrapped in a towel by a member of the grounds crew and removed from the dugout. As well, the reptile trying to make an appearance in the postseason.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
20 minutes before 9, Trivia Time today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace, real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Okay, trivia time today on WRCO. The winning answer wins a prize from Walsh's Ace. Here we go. The question goes around the Green Bay Packers and their kicking history. Now that we have a new kicker, McManus, who will take over the reins and will be kicking on Sunday, presumably. But anyway, here is the question. Which former Green Bay kicker was the highest draft choice? A, Chester Markle. B, Ryan Longwell. C, Chris Jackie. Or D, Don Chandler. Which of those former Packer kickers was the highest draft choice? 608-647-4155. Good luck.
Your daddy had he had me painted that summer sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rode in a little red Honda and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, a little black sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me. Tangled up and nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Till the day turned into night and took turns with a jar. Turned that boat dock into a bar. And then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew that that was our summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Yeah. We set July on fire. Yeah, girl, you and I were sunrise, sun. Sunburn, sunset, repeat. Yeah.
Luke Bryan on WRCO. Congratulations to Jim Henthorne, our winner of trivia. Way to go, Jim. It's been a while for him. Good job. The win goes to Arena today. The former Green Bay kicker, who was the highest draft choice among those that we listed, it was either Chester Markle or Ryan Longwell, Chris Jackie, or Don Chandler. The correct answer, Mr. Chester Markle. They called him the Polish Prince. He was a second-round draft choice. I believe he was like 32nd or 33rd overall when drafted. The Packers had some questionable draft moves back then, and that's something that you don't usually draft a kicker that high, but certainly Markle was pretty special kicker as well, and did a good job for the Packers for a number of years. But anyway, yeah, so that's the right answer. He was a second-round draft choice. As far as Ryan Longwell, he was undrafted. He just kind of made the team. And I believe he made, I want to say the 49ers, somebody else before the Packers, and then the Packers got him. Chris Jackie was a sixth-round pick, as was Mason Crosby, recently retired kicker. And Don Chandler was a fifth-round draft choice. So again, Markle, the right answer. Chester wins, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. Actually, Jim wins for knowing Chester. Thanks for listening and playing trivia today with us on WRCO, courtesy of Walsh's Ace. Here's Kelly Pickler.
Tonight.
Pickler. I wonder if she ever tried a field goal in her red high heels. I don't know. It might have worked. We're at 29 degrees in Richland Center. We have some great guests coming up on the morning show. We're going to talk about the great outdoors and some hunting changes and things like that. We've got a whole group of guests in here. World-renowned guests on the morning show today, led by Mr. John Clare. And also a little bit later on, we will have 615 Collective in the studio. This is a group that is tremendously talented. In fact, we've played Aaron Goodvin, their leader, quite a bit through the years. His Lonely Drum was a big song for us a couple of years ago. And the group itself certainly has had some success. But Sarah Darling, pretty impressive. 97 appearances on the Grand Ole Opry through the years. And she's in the band, too. So we'll get some vocalizing. We'll get some fiddle and everything else. And I don't know, maybe we can get the hunting guys to stay and sing backup for them today. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 65 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural businesses, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont Energy Free and Energy Efficient Waterers. Order any Mirafont Hog Waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $40 to $110 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Happy Trails time coming up from WRCO Radio, and then our morning show time. We look forward to that and having some guests in the studio. We've made progress weather-wise. After a low of 21, it is 30 degrees. As mentioned, this group will be in the studio a little later on today, 615 Collective. This is their latest single.
Only what you wanna see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame by frame and line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for you're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for fear. You're gonna find it, looking for trouble. Gonna find it, looking for love. You're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for faith, you're gonna find it. Looking for you're gonna find it, you're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And when you finally find it, there'll be no denying that you were holding it the whole time. And tomorrow's too late, you just can't wait. Change your mind. What you're looking for.
Collective, they'll be in the studio with us in an hour or so. And this is Phil Nee saying, happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Thanks for joining us today.
Until we meet again.
This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're 31 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Early voting begins.